Angry MGTOW here. And they think I'm lonely. Just remember, guys, you can also find me on Minds.com, vid.me, SoundCloud, and iTunes. I strongly suggest that you follow me on one of those platforms. And just remember that my videos will be released on vid.me and on SoundCloud before being on YouTube. So if you want to be up to date and always get the video or podcast first, definitely follow me on one of those platforms ASAP. They think I'm lonely. Recently, my landlady and my maid have been suggesting as much. The maid came by to clean for me. She usually comes once a week and I give her $10. It's not bad considering that she mops the floors, cleans the toilet. Well, today she stopped by, and here's what she had to say. My landlady has suggested numerous times that I should get a girlfriend. She's mentioned that I should have her move in and live with me in my apartment. I live in a very secluded area. There's a gate, then there's another gate. And I'm more or less inside of a village. And even within the village, I'm very separated and distant from others. The idea of a man living by himself, going his own way, finding happiness in his seclusion, is something that a woman cannot accept, let alone tolerate. And what is a man without a woman? For a lot of women, the very idea that a man does not want to be in a relationship, that a man is happily living by himself, not keeping friends, not dating, is problematic. It was only a few weeks ago when the maid basically tried to convince me that if I went to church in the country, I would be able to find a nice girl at church. I kindly declined. On top of that, she's still trying to refer to herself as my mother. She told me that the landlady, who she also works for, said to her that, hey, you know, he's kind of lonely. He's all by himself. You're kind of like his mother. I had to make it clear to her again, one more time for the record, that she is not my mother, and that I don't listen to a woman, and no woman tells me what I'm going to do. I'm a grown man. It's something that is really upsetting and can be kind of frustrating, because essentially, if you're a man going your own way, women will distrust you for it. If they see you living by yourself, focusing on yourself and your own happiness, they will question this. You know, it's interesting because the maid, after all the things that she said to me, she then mentioned her son, who is right around my age. And as you know, in China, it's not common for a man to live alone for a long period of time. Getting married is something that most men typically want. Yeah, the tides are changing. Even here in China, there are men who are refusing to marry. Her son is right around my age, and he basically says that he's not getting married, not having children. It's quite hilarious, but he may very well have heard of MGTOW. She explained this after she tried to convince me to get married and to have children and to get into a relationship. Then went on to point out that her son is not getting married, won't have children, and won't even date. You heard me right. Her son, who is my age, will not even date. How shocking is that? Between the landlady and the maid, both of them are saying that I must be miserable. The landlady says that I'm lonely. That's what she told the maid recently. In reality, I am not. I am quite happy, but the idea of a man being happy on his own without a woman's intervention is something that goes over their head. Rather, they can't see a man being happy without a woman there to guide him and to tell him what to do. Guys, this is ridiculous. This is just right downright ridiculous. But I've told you that nothing like this has happened before. Except for, aside from the fall of Rome, women essentially disliked you. Women will essentially try to portray a single man as someone who is problematic or dangerous. To be very honest with you, lately I've been quite concerned. You see, it's interesting. If a man lives by himself, people start to talk. Why does he live alone? Why are there no women coming and going inside of his house? What is wrong with him? Does he not like women? Does he like something else? Guys, this is the type of danger that you end up living in, okay? Women start to talk about you. They start to question who you are, what your motives are, and what your intentions are, just because you're quiet and you live alone. Why does he live alone? Guys, do you see how ridiculous that is? In their minds, however, something has to be exceptionally wrong. Why would a guy my age that's moderately healthy, fit, and at least appears to have some money in the bank, that can afford to live in a decent place, nice apartment, choose not to have a woman? I've mentioned it countless times that I can get a woman very, very easily. I can get the equivalent of a 8 or a 9 easily here in China. But I don't want it. I don't want that misery. I don't want that noise. I don't want any of it. It's funny because the maids, she said her son pointed out that, yeah, when you have a woman, she wants her. Her son said to her, I'm going to try to translate it, but he said to her in Chinese, the literal translation is, women don't eat grass. They want money. That's what he said, something like that. And again, it makes perfect sense. You see what I'm saying? They want money. And it's just money, money, money. Guys, I don't need to be in a relationship. I don't want to be in a relationship. I'm happy by myself. If I go through any periods of stress, and please forgive me for the noise in the background, but this is the best I can do. I can't stop them from working. Guys, at the end of the day, any stress you hear in my voice is because I'm busy working on things, or because I've got finances, because I'm, you know, dealing with ups and downs with finances like everyone else. You know, if I had a woman in my life, it'd be much, much worse. Much, much worse. I don't know. I don't know what I would do. You know, I'll tell you guys something. I've moved beyond the point of falling in love because I know better. I know better. I've played the game. I've seen it. I know countless times. It's funny when I see comments from people who say things like, angry and roaming. You know, I'll tell you something. I remember, when it came to roaming millennial, I know she's pretty. I obviously know she's pretty. But it's interesting because the moment she opens her mouth, I want to run for the hill. Okay? The moment she opens her mouth, I want to run for the hills. That's how it is with pretty much every woman. As soon as they begin speaking, I'm just looking left and right. Just like looking left and right, because I just hear it. I just hear it in their voices. I can see it. I can see it, alright? I can see it. So don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't find women attractive. MGTOW find women attractive. I find roaming millennial attractive. But I would never, ever want to be in a relationship with her. I would never, ever want to be in a relationship with any woman at this point. I want to be single until the day I die, and And I'll be proud of it. There's nothing wrong with being a lifelong bachelor. Being a lifelong bachelor is something that a lot of men have done for decades. And they've lived happily, productive lives. Many of them have been incredible scientists. They've made great discoveries. They've done incredible things that they did nothing at all. They basically just lived their life. People seem to think that when they're gone, by having a child, they leave something behind. And I think that's kind of ridiculous. The concept of passing on your genetic material means that somehow you're still alive. That's a lie. You are still not alive. You're passing on the genetic material of your ancestors, okay? You're passing on the genetic material of your ancestors. People that were long gone as well. It doesn't make any difference, and you're only passing on bits and pieces. Bits and pieces, okay? Let's make that very clear. So basically, people are in love with the idea that a fragment of their DNA will somehow live on and go into another generation, even if it's so, because if there are similar traits between the person and, you know, their offspring and themselves, then they're basically, there's like their souls are still alive. Are you kidding me? That's absolutely ridiculous. When you're gone, you're gone. This is another problem that it illustrates. People trying to live through their kids. Stop trying to live through your kids. Oh my gosh. I just have to point it out because it's annoying. It truly is annoying when people are trying to live through their children and they think no one sees it. They think no one catches what they're doing. No, I catch what you're doing. You're trying to live through your children. Like, that's absolutely ridiculous. Trying to live through your kids? Come on. When I'm gone, I'm gone. And I accept that. I'm not afraid of any... I'm not afraid. At the end of the day, I'm just grateful that I have time to myself and that I'm able to go my own way and that I can focus on myself and my own happiness. And I don't have to be bothered or worried about relationships or any of the drama that comes with them, or especially the money. I'm not lonely, and it's not a matter of just women. I don't want anyone around. I don't want male friends or female friends. I don't want anyone around. I like to live by myself and have a peaceful life. I don't need disagreements. Oh, you can't live that way. Yes, I can. Okay? Let me explain something. You can live peacefully and happily by yourself in a secluded area. Yes, you can, and still survive. And I'll explain how. People have done that for thousands of years. Just because you trade with someone doesn't mean you have to be their friend. You can get along well with someone without ever being informal with them. Guys, you don't have to like everyone, okay? You don't. It's not true. You don't have to get along with everyone to survive in this world. There's a saying that money talks, and that's simply it. Guys, I try to put out at least 3 of these videos every day, so if you enjoy the content I'm making, please consider becoming a patron by clicking on the patron donate link in the header. You can also leave a one-time donation via PayPal. You can send me a donation using the Bitcoin address. That's in the description of this video as well. And you can find additional links to my Patreon and PayPal there. And you can also use the Bitcoin QR code on the screen if you want to send me Bitcoin. Let me know if you agree that they will say we are lonely because we live alone and we are going our own way. But those shaming tactics will not work. Let me know what you think. Like, share, subscribe. And if you like the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to make our death. And cheers.